Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not feel pressured to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please consider adjusting your preconceived notions of what the intended tour program may be. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or temporary dismemberment that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour, and good luck.
All right, guide, you ready?
Hello, sir. Ready for what?
Interrogation. Astrid, remember? I'm outside the security shelter.
Oh, of course, yes. I wasn't sure if you were still planning to do that.
Just been letting her sweat for a bit. Get her off center. Assuming that's possible, of course.
The other day, when you said, quote, due process only applies to humans, unquote, was that... I just want to check, was that a joke, or...
When I... Huh? Oh, yeah, right, that was just a joke.
Right, yeah. Because, you know, she's more than just seafoam, she's... Well, I guess we're going in there to figure out what she is, but still.
Yeah, God, I know. Just, yeah, obviously she probably meets whatever our definition for a person is at this point. It's just all been a lot around here lately, you know?
Well, yes, it's understandable that you're stressed. I just wanted to make sure that... I just don't think it's constructive to think in those terms of what qualifies as a person.
Well, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Okay. According to security footage, she's just been sitting in the former security shelter, waiting. She could have gone back through the glassway to the beach at any point, but she's just been... waiting.
Guide, it's been 3 days.
Yes, sir. I am aware of the implications.
Yeah, great. Okay, I've told the agents who were guarding the shelter to pull out of the security section just in case. Not risking anyone else but me.
Are you sure you...
Yes. Let's just get on with this.
Okay. Opening the door to the security shelter now.
Hello?
Astrid, I'm here with a copy of the audio tour guide again. Wanted to ask you some questions about
what... Good to see you again, Jeremy.
That's not my name.
Isn't it? Sorry, I must have gotten mixed up with someone else.
I'm the head of retrieval for the Mist Home Museum.
Museum? Yes. Sorry, it's just been so long.
A few months.
I suppose it wouldn't seem like much from your perspective.
Does time work differently where you're from?
I don't think so.
Right. Okay, great. Great start.
And how are you, guide?
Can I talk?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I'm okay. Had some rough times, but things have quieted down a little bit.
That's good.
How are you?
Me?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Me? Me is feeling okay.
Okay.
All right, well, clearly we've got lots to cover here. Such as, whatever your whole deal is these days. But for starters, I'd like to ask why you wanted to come back here to the museum.
What do you mean?
Christ, it's going to be like this. On the beach, you said you insisted that you were going to come back to the museum with me.
Oh, you're confused.
I certainly am, but what do you mean specifically?
When I said me is feeling okay earlier, sorry.
What?
I said me is feeling okay, but that should be I am feeling okay. I haven't thought in these terms for a very long time.
Sure, whatever. You were saying about why you came back here?
You thought that I wanted to come back here, but that's not the case.
What is the case then?
That I did.
You're not making any sense, Astrid. Do you want me to come back another time?
See, you've done it again.
Done what?
It's not a matter of what I want. It just is. I didn't choose to come back here. I didn't want to. I did. I was always going to come back here. My thoughts on the matter don't matter. Just like how you're going to come back another time, regardless of what I say.
Yeah, okay. Great. I'll be going...
If I may, sir?
Yep. Go nuts.
Astrid, do you mean to say that you lack agency in this? That whether or not you wanted to come back, you were going to, in a sort of predestination sense?
I don't mean that.
Oh, sorry, I just thought...
I said that.
You said it, but you don't mean it.
This making sense to you?
I think she's saying she doesn't have any motivation for her actions. She's just playing out a script, almost.
Yes.
Like a machine. A simple one.
Or one so unbelievably complex, its thought processes are just beyond us.
Yes.
Are you a machine, Astrid?
That is two ways to describe me, neither complete.
Two?
As a machine and as Astrid.
Neither complete. As in, you're not quite a machine and not quite Astrid.
I'm more like a memory of her. A hazy one. Or rather, this body is, if you can call it that.
You say that like this body isn't you.
It's more like an extension, an offshoot. Normally there isn't an Astrid anymore, but when you arrived on the beach, a memory was brought to the surface, literally. Sort of like a pseudopod being formed to fit a purpose.
And what are you an offshoot of?
The sea.
The sea. As in, can you elaborate?
It's all there is, where I'm from.
The place on the other side of that glassway. What happened to the rest of your world? Was it destroyed somehow?
No.
Well then what do you mean the sea is all there is?
Everything is part of the sea. It's not like everything else was destroyed or anything. They're just part of the sea now. And the sea is part of everything.
What caused that? Did something happen to make this sea?
There wasn't any one thing. It was a gradual thing over time, a very long time. There was no intent behind it. It was a process of accumulation, of one strange thing leading to another, and by the time anyone noticed, it had already happened.
So the sea just, over time, became something else, a living thing in itself, all of its own accord.
It's more like the strangeness flowed downstream and collected in the sea, and over time, the sea became the sea. The signs are probably out there already if you knew how to look.
Signs? Like the process beginning to happen in our world?
Well, it's always been beginning and it never really began.
Christ, sheep. It's talking in riddles now.
I don't mean to confuse you, honestly. We just have very different perspectives on things. That plus this vessel is only a tiny fraction of my usual self compressed into a strange shape.
So, you... What we're talking to now, you're a part of this sea in Astrid's form.
Yes. She and her companions came to me and became part of me, and they were torn away and then they returned. Astrid, as you knew her, is gone, but she is within me, in a way.
You have her memories?
For now, I remember the museum, work. I remember coming back here and desperately wanting to leave, to return to the sea. I had felt the joy of being everything and nothing all at once, and the sensation of being compressed into such a small form, the idea that she might never return, it almost broke me. But that place, the hidden wing, it awoke something in me. Or perhaps I just noticed something that was always there. I felt like it made sense, that place, that I'd always known about it, even though I'd never known it existed before you took me prisoner. I knew there was somewhere I had to go if I could only get the chance to explore it. So I had the other prisoners attack me. They wanted to return to the sea as much as I did, and I had them attack me. And when I was being wheeled through the hidden wing, I figured it out. I got free. I didn't even know where I was going, but I knew that once I got there, everything would fall into place. And then I found that machine and knew what I had to do, because I'd always already done it. I wished to have the knowledge I'd always had, closing the loop, and then I wished that we could all go home. And we did.
Yep, that lines up with our account of events, give or take a detail.
Still a pretty fresh memory. Things rarely keep one shape in the sea, I'm sure you understand. Parts of who she was and the other members of your security department are still intact in a way. They will drift apart in time. It's beautiful, ever-changing, incomprehensible, but so peaceful.
Right. Well, that's closure on one matter. Part of why we're doing all this.
I'm happy to help.
Right. You seem to be in a much better mood than you were during previous chats.
Like I said, we were all scared that we might not be able to go home. We were confused. It was difficult to go from being a tiny and ephemeral part of something greater to just ourselves again.
This sea, is it? It's a hive mind, right? It's all of humanity's souls merged into one.
No, not really. Maybe once there were individual souls there, but they've been part of the current for so long that they're not really recognizable. Same as will happen to me before long.
But there's no other life on your world apart from the sea.
That's right.
That kind of brings us to another thing we've been wondering about.
Yeah. Your world, the place on the other side of the security glassway. We have a suspicion that it might be Earth.
Yes, of course it is. Not that it really gets called that or anything these days.
No, I mean this Earth, but in the future. Not an alternate one. This Earth, however long down the line.
Maybe.
You don't know?
I don't know much. I've known lots of things, but it's all just debris that gets caught up in the current. It decomposes and becomes something else, and whatever it used to be doesn't matter anymore.
So you don't even know your own history. You being the sea. I guess I'm talking to a fucking sea.
I'm sorry that I can't be of more help.
Well, you haven't kicked me in the head, so I prefer this to our last encounter.
I'm glad.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I think we should call that a day for now. Not really how I expected this to go. Kind of think we should talk to the other heads of department and see where we go from here.
Do you know anything about a person we know called the man with a voice like chocolate and coffee and honey all at once?
I can't say it sounds familiar. Lovely name, though.
Yeah, all right. Just wanted to make sure those two threads weren't connected after all.
You've changed since we last spoke, Guide.
What?
My memories aren't perfect, as I've said, but I remember you being a bit less self-assured. Like you were afraid to overstep at any moment. I prefer this version.
Thanks. I guess you and me were kind of similar. Both big sprawling minds with weird little offshoots doing their own thing.
Yes, I thought about making that comparison myself, but didn't want to seem too off-putting.
Oh yeah, heaven forbid you be off-putting.
Wait, you were going to make that comparison. How would you even know to... Yeah, actually, that's right. The last time we interviewed you, you didn't seem confused that there was a copy of me present. Like it wasn't out of the ordinary, even though you shouldn't have known that my status had changed.
Well, there are still some persistent bits of detritus floating in the sea, you know. And when that version of Astrid met that version of you, it sparked a memory. She wasn't part of the sea, but some of it had soaked into her. That's how she and the rest of the department could communicate. And you are memorable enough that something of your being had persisted within the sea even after all this time.
Do you mean that at some point in your past, I became part of the sea?
I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe you were just so memorable that you persisted in our consciousness longer than most other things. Who knows how long you'll persist, how many copies will be made. Your lifespan and spread are theoretically infinite.
Now she's sounding like the head of research.
Yes. This has been a little taxing for me. Presenting as Astrid for so long in this limited form, we're beginning to lose track of her personality.
And your own pronouns. Let's table this for now. Come back for more incomprehensible chit-chat later.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Bye. What do we call that then, Guide? Mark in the column for she's from our future or not?
Honestly, I'm starting to miss the fairies. At least I didn't have to pretend all that made sense.
So, is the person in there Astrid or not?
Bugged if I know.
Maybe like a memory of her.
Great, so we've done all this to get some kind of closure and instead we've just got more questions.
What else is new?
Wonderful. What about the hypothesis that the beach might be in the future?
This Astrid's concept of time, I don't know if that's really a question she can comprehend, let alone answer.
Yeah, don't you know that in the sea it's all waves and there's no past, present or future or something?
Marvellous. Well, she does seem more at ease than she did when we last had her in custody, so that's something. If this is even the same Astrid. The next step will be taking some samples from her. If we can determine more about her physical nature, then we'll be able to work from there.
Will you be getting the head of research to handle that?
No, I'd rather actually like it to happen, so I suppose I'll take on that responsibility myself. Hardly the first time I've taken something off her hands lately. I'll just add it to the same pile as the fairy bell.
Probably for the best. Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, I had been thinking about ways we could learn more about the beach world. No, that won't do. We'll need to come up with a new name for it. Anyway, do you know of any methods for how we might be able to locate the beach on our world, or our time, rather? Could we plant a beacon of some sort on our world, in our time, that we could look for on the other side of the glassway to determine if there's a correlation?
I mean, maybe, but I don't see it being easy. If it's as far in the future as the head of research reckons, then every satellite's going to have deorbited by now. So geolocation's going to be, I don't want to say impossible, but time-consuming. Maybe we could put up a drone on the other side to get a higher view, but to get a view that's going to be of any use, it'll need to be a big enough drone that we'll need to assemble it on the other side. And then we're getting into the question of whether or not we want to put any of our people on the other side to do that.
Yes, I see. One of the few things we do know about the place, after all, is that people who go there have a tendency to come back wrong.
Can I just check, is this the, oh good, a puzzle to solve kind of frustration, or the, oh god, why are we doing this to ourselves kind?
The second one.
Right, well, let me know if there's...
Give me a sec. Guide, are you hooked into the monitoring station over in Fairyland?
Yes, although I don't keep it in the forefront of my attentions for reasons I'm sure you'll understand.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to want to check in. I'm getting reports of a few...
Movement. Yes, I'm seeing it now.
Movement? Isn't the glassway in the Fey realm in a forest? It could just be an animal.
Nah, the area around the glassway was burnt up when the guide and the Clockwork Mother escaped.
One of the Fey indicated that they could control the fire, but I think the Queen got a little mad and let it burn after we got away.
I'm heading to the shelter now. Do you see anything, Guide?
There's so much ash in the air, I can't make out more than just a shape.
Do we need to go into lockdown?
I don't...
The shelter's already sealed, so that shouldn't be necessary. Just going to...
Something's approaching the cameras.
Get me some more agents to Shelter 601 right now. We need...
Oh my.
Guide?
It's...
What is it, Guide?
I didn't think that it's...
Hello, guide.
If you enjoy the Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released.
As always, an extra special shout out to curator-level patrons Bookworm, Crow, Sarah Worf, and Reset Oster.
Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality is written, produced, and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience, and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mistome, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.